There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, 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 my friends. Your buddy John Potter here with you again Saturday morning. A perfect day out there. You can't go wrong. Reno temperature now 63 degrees with a hot air balloon here and there in the sky. open topic always and all local. And we are live and local. And manning the helm in Carson City. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
It is going very well this morning, John, except for those people up near Rancho San Rafael who are stuck in traffic like one of our engineers is. He's been stopped for 20 minutes now.
What's going on? What?
It's the balloon races.
Oh!
Rancho San Rafael, that whole... Yeah, you opened that topic up, and that reminded me that our friend Barry Sears, one of our contract engineers, is up there fighting the traffic at this moment in time.
I didn't notice. Well, of course, I used to go like at 4 in the morning, and it was a nice scene out there, and I always made sure to get out of there by like 8 or so. You know, even though the balloons come down, it's kind of an all-day affair with all the booths and fun there and everything like that. Remember the old days when people would park on McCarran?
Yeah.
they'd all line up, and nobody did a thing about it. It was fine. Well, somebody complained. Somebody. And so everybody is cramming the parking lots around the park and UNR. If you've been, how is it this year? Open up the phone lines, Craig.
They are open.
Oh, are they? Okay, 884-9910 is our number. And
well,
I missed it.
I don't know why people didn't, and they can do this tomorrow because it goes on to tomorrow morning, is park at the convention center, Reno Sparks UNR? Convention Center.
Oh, the shuttle, yeah.
And take the wrap it up. The bus, RTC, is doing free bus service from the convention center up to Rancho San Rafael.
All right, it's going on tomorrow, too. Hey, I noticed the last of the Peavine snow is finally gone. There was a little patch, and it's gone. Yes, it's finally time to plant tomatoes.
I was just going to say, that was the thing. You don't plant tomatoes in Reno, Sparks, Carson City until Peavine is melted.
Yes, newcomers, this is what we mean. You got to wait till the last speck of snow is gone right now. Plant those tomatoes. Just in time for the fake Christmas trees to show up at Lowe's. Just a beautiful morning. I wish I could have enjoyed it this morning on my bike, but the back tire was flat.
Ooh, so you actually had to drive?
Yes, well, I took the truck. Newer vehicles are not as fun as I thought they would be. It's constant messages. It literally nags you. And I don't mean item left in back seat when you park or door not fully closed. Those are helpful. The be sure to keep your eyes on the road. And on cold days, slippery roads cause accidents. This is what my truck tells me on the dash by the speedometer. If it's time for more diesel exhaust fluid, I get a stern warning that it will stop the truck if I don't get more. It's a threat, really. If I get below, and this happened yesterday, if I get below 50 miles range on the gas tank, it'll stop counting down the miles, which would be very helpful.
Well, that's mine, too. So,
well, okay, so when you go under 50, suddenly it stops counting, and it just says low.
Right. Well, when it hits 50, I look and see where my mileage indicator is, and I can use math. Oh, wait, use math?
Well, if I got in the truck the next day and it had 49 miles worth of gas in the tank and I turn it on, it says low, can I go to my favorite gas station 15 miles away or do I have to immediately go around the corner and pay that a high price that I don't want to do? It's just not helpful.
My Nissan actually does it really nicely. At 50 miles, it pops on the low fuel light, but it keeps counting down until I hit 20. And then at 20, it goes the countdown goes away.
I'm just saying there's an awful lot of intimidation here.
Yeah.
And I think that capital letters low is not helpful. And it's
yelling
kind
at
of a,
you.
It's kind of a dig at me. And when you come up to a car stopped at a light, I get these alarming loud beeps and a blinking red dash light.
You're
if I'm
not
coming up,
supposed to tailgate, John. That's your sensors.
I figured it out. If I approach the car stopped at the stoplight at more than 10 miles per hour, seriously, the all alarms go off like the Russians are attacking.
Does yours apply the brake? Because mine, if it senses you're going to be in an accident, it applies the brake automatically.
I just don't need this for my truck. I just feel, gosh, what a natty. What a nanny this GMC big truck is.
It's
irritating.
It's not just GMC and it's not just trucks. It's every new vehicle. It's got something going on it.
Too bad to hear. Okay, top local stories. Big game today. The Wolfpack's first home game of the 2023 season. Here we go, is today. We're hosting the Idaho Vandals at Mackey Stadium. Heads up, if you're going to the game, they don't take money anymore inside Mackey Stadium. Assistant Athletic Director Aaron Juarez says, quote, "We are going cashless with all of our concessions." He said they decided to go cashless at Mackey. No U.S. currency, folks. Cards only. The reason is, he says, they got fan reviews that said that lines were taking too long. Where are these fan reviews that say we don't want to use cash anymore?
Well, I think another thing, and we talked about this pre-show, but I just thought about this, yeah, is that cashiers don't know how to count back change anymore. So that's why the lines are staying so long.
That's true. I got you there. But listen, I enjoy reading Google reviews of places I like to go to hear what people say and everything. And I looked up Mackey Stadium, and I didn't see one complaint about, oh, they take cash. I don't like that. Now, it's weird because they always took credit cards, too. But to completely ban cash because some fan reviews say they don't like it, I don't understand. Personally, also, and you mentioned pre-show about the waiting in line and everything, I find the opposite happens. Like at Aces games, once they went cashless a year or two ago, the lines took longer. You can't throw a fiver and get your quick change, or say keep the change and go to your seat. There's always too many people have issues with their cards. And like at the supermarket, we wait for the card to go through. They always tell me at the Aces games, machines are slow today. So I don't buy that the fans requested no cash at the stadium. That just doesn't sound right. You know what the real reason is? And they don't want to say it, but I know somebody who runs a business, and they say, Craig, besides the fact that people can't count money anymore, cashier theft is a really big thing, that you have a staff handling money and you're in for some shrinkage. That's what I bet the real reason is. But of course, the guy at UNR doesn't want to say that. I mean, that'd be right off insulting his staff right away. But I'll bet you that's the reason. Anyway, I do wish a big win today for the Wolfpack. As always, our phone number 884-9910. Headlines in the RGJ today. Burning Man. 13 arrests include multiple assault charges. Dozens cited for drugs. And then there's a page where I don't see it now. I did before. Click here to see the trash left behind by birders. So now people are talking about, should we, or not us, but the BLM, should the BLM invite them back? What do you think? 884-9910. Is it too much of a hassle for us all? In Reno, we got the usual thing with the full dumpsters and everything. By the way, the Black Rock Desert has dried out. You burners, this is the time to go. Yeah, the Black Rock Desert used to be a lake years ago. The irony is not lost on us. But did anybody listening go to Drowning Man? Call us if you were. The ticket prices, this is why they will never disinvite Burning Man. They make an awful lot of money, federal government. You know, the question about what would the BLM do something about this? I think they'll put on a good show and do some stern talk and everything, but they will never cancel Burning Man. Burning Man will never have to move anywhere else because, as somebody told me, we were debating this last night, listen, it's a flat desert up there and it has no other use besides nature. Why would they say don't do this anymore? You know, they'll clean it up and shame on some of you burners and it'll be back.
I think it would be funny to have Burning Man over by in the desert near Fallon Naval Air Station. And
yeah.
And then on the night of the burn of the Burning Man or the chapel, the whichever the last one is have a plane fly over and drop a bomb on it and start the fire.
Is this your thought or something of one of our listeners
that
gave
was,
you?
That was my thought.
Oh, I see what kind of mood you're in. But tickets are enormous. I mean, I don't know how much they were this year. Last year, they were $575 a ticket to have 575 grains of sand in your shoes. This year, well, hey, we needed the rain. Sorry. Reno Space Whale would have really fit in good there. And hey, it was the first bath the burners had in weeks. All right, sorry, that was mean. But seriously, this year was really a test to what burning, Soggy Man has always touted more than anything else, and that's self-sufficiency. Many were very well prepared. Having extra water and extra food for a few extra days stood them in good stead. If you're prepared, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
What I did, right, Craig? Are you a camper?
No, I'm a camper, but I'm going to the being prepared bit. They had to be prepared for their own because you can't buy or sell anything out there. You can trade, but they do not allow you to buy or sell anything at Burning Man.
Oh, I thought that hippie-type commerce was long gone there. I heard that that's how it used to be.
No, still.
What do we know? We haven't been there.
I've driven people out there, but I haven't been there myself.
Yeah, so if somebody was, 884-9910. Here's something I did not get about Burning Man was all the TV news reports that called it a surprise rainstorm. Even some of our local news anchors said it was a surprise rainstorm. It wasn't. It was there days ahead in the forecast, and they're saying, oh, surprise rainstorm. Think of the weather person standing right there thinking, it was in my forecast, you know. And it was from what I saw. And it's a good reminder to always check the forecast before heading out to camp. Maybe they didn't know what the playa is like when it does rain, or maybe they didn't know what rain was in their condition. Oh, there you go. But the forecast did say rain. And also, how is it that parking lots were full of dirty U-Hauls when U-Haul, from what I was told, banned people from taking their trailers and trucks to Burning Man? I saw them all over town. But when it comes down, I want to end this by saying I really just have two things to say about Burning Man. One, that is a whole different world that I, and for many of you, that is a whole different world that we won't ever understand, probably. And number two, if bad crap happens and you can find a good time in it, then you're going to be a happy person. And so for all the folks up there who were dragging through the mud, if they're doing so with a smile on their face, I bet they had one of the best times in their lives. Saving the planet, one Mercedes Sprint conversion van at a time. Anyway, I'm sure there's a Netflix documentary coming out about Soggy Man. I'll bet you anything coming out in the future. And, speaking of movies, I saw the latest Liam Neeson movie in the theaters. You know, he comes out with these four times a year. But I enjoy everyone. Liam Neeson. He puts out, well, he's done two or three where his daughter is kidnapped, two of them where he's hunting a killer inside a plane or a train. And this new one has him driving his car with his kids, trying not to set off the bomb that some crooks installed. So all the ideas have been taken now. So I would expect the next Liam Neeson movie has him trapped on a merry-go-round. And I would watch it. I would watch it. That's how good he is. IMDb says he's been in 148 movies and shows. And not one Oscar from the snobs in Hollywood. It's like the Emmys ignoring Yellowstone. And yes, Craig told us on the show last Saturday, we have a tiff between Disney and Spectrum. I'll get into that next. And something else I wanted to get into is the, let me see. Oh, we have a DUI, one of those checkpoints going on tonight. And the UAW proposed strike, the standoff with the UAW. So anyway, lines are open, 884-9910. Love to talk to you about Burning Man or those topics. It's going to be fun 3 hours today. Time right now at 922 FM News Talk time. And I'll be back on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mesa Valley 92.3.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Hi, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter here. Craig, you work in an office environment there. I have to ask, do we have a fax machine?
We have there? A fax number that comes and distributed to three individuals via email. So people can fax that number. And we get it in our emails.
Okay, that's way over my head.
Yeah,
just talking.
And we can actually send out as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people use faxes? Do they send you these faxes, or do you have to send things yourself? I mean, I haven't heard of a fax machine in operation for years. And yesterday, I had a company want me to fax them something. What?
we have one client who faxes each month, and that's the only fax other than spam faxes we get.
You get spam?
Oh yeah.
Oh my lord!
I've even had people try and attempt to send faxes to my cell phone, the office line, and the fax line.
They wanted a fax from me, and I told them, I said, I can't fax from where I am. And they said, where are you? And I said, 2023. But yes, there are still fax machines out there. I saw them at Office Depot. I have no idea why. Like you said, I thought the emails replaced them or something. You're a smarter man than me. I was too polite to ask him, but I bet others do, why they are still around. News from across the state line. The California Highway Patrol in South Lake Tahoe informs us they will be setting up a DUI checkpoint at 8 p.m. tonight, ending at 2 a.m. No exact location given. They just say outside of South Lake, in the city limits in El Dorado County. We have had times when law enforcement gives a heads up on a DUI checkpoint, and sometimes they would tell you exactly what road. They would tell everybody what road they were going to be on ahead of time. Well, the CHP on this one did not. But I remember all those phone calls to the newsroom when the officers did say we're going to be on this road, to a watch out DUI checkpoint. We get these calls. Why are you telling the drunks what road to avoid? Which I guess we had a minor debate about this in the newsroom. It is something to consider. But I think the message is really that the officers are trying to get out is that, hey, we're always out there and we're going to be out there again. Like, here's a reminder. I don't think the drunks are making a note of where they're exactly going to be in 5 hours. I mean, that's just me, but I understand the intention. Okay, Disney and Spectrum. We're already out of time, but I want to get into this because it's been over a week now that, I don't know, I think it's six channels that we can't see with our good hard-earned Spectrum money. So that standoff continues, and we have another standoff with the UAW. Okay, so those two things I want to get into next. We're always taking your calls, 884-9910. It's always a much more interesting show instead of me blabbering on here. 884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning. Well, it's been over a week now. Spectrum took Disney's, I don't know, six or so channels off the air. honestly, we pay too much with all the channels working. So I don't know about you, but out of like 350 channels I get that I pay for, out of 350, 330 are no good. 30-some are Espanol. Another 30 are for kids. We have 10 channels that are like Home Shopping Network clones. There are some also channels that I don't know why they exist. Some channels play only one show. ION only plays Chicago PD, or is it Chicago Fire, something like that. True TV only plays Impractical Jokers. HLN is mostly 25-year-old episodes of Forensic Files. It's such a bargain, that cable. They always have these disputes, and it always seems to be around the start of football. See, I'm getting suspicious here. Really, just to get the viewers riled up more so that they demand Spectrum settle with whoever's standing off with them. Disney's costs with ESPN have jumped, and you know who to blame there? Well, I'll tell you, the teams, the colleges, are maybe the real blame here. Look at all these multi-million dollar increases in new deals with the college team leagues. The SEC just got one. The Big Ten League makes $440 million a year from ESPN and Fox, and they want more for 2024. Everybody wants more, but they always manage to figure it out, though it seems to last longer than it did. As for the writer's strike, oh my gosh, that's still going on. Does the stuff the TV writers write and put on TV, does it really merit a raise? Should the people who write Toddlers and Tiaras and Here Comes Honey Boo Boo really get a raise? I think that is a decades-old question. Another standoff besides Disney and Spectrum. In the news today, the UAW, the United Auto Workers Union, is still proposing, or rather threatening, a strike against American car makers. It's got a... This is unbelievable. I'm sure you heard what they are asking for. I'm going to try to make sense of it after we go to the phones here. Let's talk to John in Reno. John, are you? I guess you're a Spectrum customer, too. Good morning.
Hey, John, you hit a major raw nerve with when you said Spectrum, and I am madder than a wet hen.
Just that one word.
I got a letter that says effective next Wednesday, they're lowering the price a few dollars, giving us these 20 new garbage channels, all of which I will never watch, even if you put a gun to my head. They're removing eight channels, one of which is my beloved Turner Classic Movie, and I'm mad about it. I called them, and if Wait. I want TC... Hello, yes.
Are they taking that channel off? Because I get it, and I watch it all the time, as a matter of fact.
You won't get it Wednesday.
Oh, no.
And if you want it, you have to pay a premium price for it. They said, wait till we take it off, then call us back, and we'll put it back on. So now I got to pay more for less. And this just proves my theory, John, that We are living back in the 1970s where everything is crap and everywhere I go, everything is run by an idiot.
Well,
and
right,
I shall dig you, I'll dig you later.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling. Oh, my gosh. That's startling news. TCM? Yeah, that's one of the five I watch. Out of those 350 channels, I watch five of them. Oh, I would love the menu system where you just pick the channels you want to see. All the others go to waste. And every year, you have to call them up and negotiate because they always raise the rates. They're like insurance companies, you know, even though you're a perfect driver and everything. Well, I'm a perfect viewer, but every year they raise the rate and you got to call and you got to negotiate. I'm not a negotiator. Okay, anyway, besides Disney and Spectrum, we have the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, still proposing, or rather threatening, a strike against American car makers. It's got a whole list of things it wants. A 46% pay raise. Why not? Why not? And also, they want this deal where they get paid for 40 hours work while doing just 32 hours of work. Oh, and restoration of traditional pensions. Anybody remember President Reagan and the air traffic controllers? And now we have Bernie Sanders in the Senate. He is calling for the same deal for the federal workplace. This seems to be a new push from the Democratic Party. They want a 32-hour work week without any cut in pay. I just became a Democrat. No, but seriously, they believe, again, that you should get paid for 5 days' work for doing 4 days' work. This is the last thing America needs, right? And if the UAW is part of this whole progressive effort to tank the country, I guess this is the water that they've got to carry. And this might sound like a stupid thing to say, but America doesn't need less work. America needs more work. I think that our society has shown, especially here in the last handful of years, that when we have less work, we become less focused. We have more stress and anxiety. We become more dysfunctional. And I think it's your enemy who whispers to you that you should work less. And I know this will sound counterintuitive. It's different from the way right now in modern America, the way people may be wired, but work is your friend. The hardest job, let me tell you, the hardest job is no job. And for whatever reason, the way we're wired or whatever, when we've got nothing to do, when we have no directed specific purpose, we get effed up. We start having emotional problems. We have increased health problems. We become socially withdrawn. Human beings are not evolved or created to be idle. Yeah, we can take the weekend off or we can go on vacations. We know how to put our feet up. We're not robots. We are creatures who are happiest and healthiest when we are productive. And when we are not productive, even if it's something we choose, oh, I'm going to take it so easy, John. No more on the job. It's going to be great. No, it's not. And that's not just a function of some evil culture imposed on us by those damned heterocentric Europeans. No, and there could be an evolutionary key to it all. We were hunter-gatherers. We were scavengers. We were foragers. We're omnivores. We would just, in nature, we'd walk around all day looking for stuff to eat. And those who had whatever genetic tendency to make them want to get up and hunt around all day looking for something to eat, those are the ones who survived. And so we, their descendants, we got somewhere in us some kind of gene legacy that says, get off your behind, go look around and do something, right? And so when you create this modern progressive American culture, which is, you don't work. That goes counter to how we're wired. It screws us up. You ever notice who lives the longest? Who lives longest? with respect, it's not the ones who retire first. Who lives the longest, more often than not, are the ones who work the longest, right? Your 92-year-old great-granddad wearing his bib overalls proudly was out feeding the chickens at 5:30 in the morning. The people who live are the ones who typically have a reason to live because they got stuff to do. All right, I'm going to sound stupid, but the Island of Sodor, Thomas the Train, you ever watch those shows with your kids? If they still run that or back in the day? Thomas the Train. And what was the best compliment that you could pay to a little train or engine or whatever it was? It was that they were useful. And you might say, oh, John, that's more of that old-timey brainwashing. John, now get with the times. Well, actually, it's true that being useful is ultimately satisfying to human beings. Being purposeful is where we find our peace. And with crime rising in our cities among young males, regardless of their cultural or socioeconomic background, is that they have more energy than they have stuff to do. That's why when your dad went into the service, all of a sudden he straightened up and flew right because he had direction and responsibility and stuff he had to do. The hardest job is no job. Take it from me. I'm telling you. And yes?
I was going to say we might want to go to break because our next guest is here.
I'll wrap up. I promise. But anyway, the hardest job is no job. We have seen this, you know, stay home. Yeah, work from home. And now we see it, this new not quite with it America that we're understaffed and everything. Service sucks everywhere. The hours suck everywhere. We've lost the edge. Why? Because we become hooked on the lazy ass disease. And the thing is, again, while that is appealing to many people, just like taking opioids or getting drunk might be appealing, it's not good for us, and it weakens us, and it destroys us. The best thing you could do if you have kids, teach them how to work, to enjoy work, to feel purpose and productivity. That's an important part of being a happy, physically, and emotionally healthy human being. And one of the dumbest things in the world is when we are forced to do the things we enjoy. I've always thought it was wrong of schools to treat work as punishment. You know, you're misbehaving in class. I want to see a 3-page essay on this tomorrow, you know, or the coach. All right, you go run a lap. It's punishment. That tells your little athlete, oh, something running must be bad. And so anyway, the UAW union says, no, you deserve another day off, another day off. America right now, as much as I still love America, but it's weak and it's getting weaker because we pushed back from work. We removed the necessity for work from the lives of tens of millions of Americans through social welfare programs. And I'll be honest with you, when you get depressed, when your life is going against you, when you feel blue, when you feel anxiety, when you feel like you have no purpose, the answer is to get up off your ass and do something. And that's why these grandmas and grandpas and former TV anchormen, we go out and we try to find something to do. All right, we have our next guest up next. I'm John Potter. We're going to take a break right now. FM News Talk Time, 948.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hello, friends. John Potter, special guest for this segment from DeAndrea Golf Club. It's Michael Laurie. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, what's your position there?
Actually, I own the golf part of the operation. So I own the, you know, I maintain the golf course and have the golf shop, the Top Tracer driving range. And we'll, you know, we're right now we're kind of in the beginning of starting it back up. So we'll be adding more and more amenities over time.
More?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just this whole, by the way, folks, we're going to pick a winner a little bit later on this, as we do every Saturday. You have a 9-hole par 36 championship golf course with this state of the art. And we were talking about this state of the art Top Tracer driving range. Is it lasers or what? I know it helps you learn golf. And how does it do that?
Actually, it uses some camera high-speed technology from cameras. So there's two towers, one at each end of the driving range, and each one of the bays is actually all dialed into all the targets. So it's basically every bay is perfectly accurate to all the targets out on the range. And then the other thing that it does, it allows you to see all your metrics, you know, that all the pros use to get better in practice and control their golf ball shot. So it's pretty interesting. You practice with purpose when you use a Top Tracer rather than just hitting ball after ball without thinking much about it.
Is golf at a peak now? Because I'm seeing so much growth in that sport here in Nevada. I was at Silver Legacy this week, and I saw the Top Golf Suite, as they call it. It's this big virtual game section and lounge. And when I was in Vegas recently, I saw that MGM set aside a huge chunk of their complex to a Top Golf resort with a swimming pool and everything. I wanted to go in and enjoy it, and I don't even golf. Is golf really that hot right now?
You know, it is tremendously hot. We've never seen anything like it. I've been in the business for 30 years, and Tiger Woods created a huge bump for golf, you know, in 1997 when he turned pro, and for the next, you know, 10 years.
So but he triggered the popularity.
He did, but here's what happened. The recession hit, so we had some more attrition. Here's an interesting fact, John, is usually in the golf business, we see a 1%, 1 to 2% either way on the golf population, either growing or decreasing. When COVID hit, we saw a 22% increase, never seen before, you know, in golf. So, and the thing about golf, it's addicting. So a lot of these people that finally had time to try golf, and it's something they could do during COVID.
Oh, they had time.
Yeah, they had time. Yeah, that's really what it came
I
down
see
to.
Where you get and Tiger triggered the new popularity.
No, pretty. I say COVID did.
COVID.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
COVID.
COVID and Tiger.
Well, Tiger did in 1997, you know, through like 2005. But really, COVID is responsible for the huge growth.
Were you at DeAndrea from the beginning? Were you there to bring it back to life from when it was closed during the Great Recession? Were you there at the very start of everything? Because it must have been a heck of a job to revitalize that golf course after the Great Recession.
Yeah, no, it really was, because it had been gone back to nature, you know,
it had.
Sage and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that.
But no, I was there from the beginning. I came here in June 2000 to open the property as a brand new startup, Master Plan Real Estate of Development.
What are the open hours for the golf course?
Our first tee time right now is 6:30, but we're going to move it to 7 as the daylight hours get shorter. So 6:30 right now, you can tee off as early as 6:30, be done by 8:30, be at the office by 9, and still get your work day in.
You got it. So you're the golf and top racer, and you have a staff out there. You have good ratings from, I didn't even know, the USGA does ratings. And they rate your 18 hole, the back nine, the front nine, and you're way up there in the ratings, and that's pretty good for reopening in June of 2023. That's just a couple of months ago, right?
Yes, it was. No, it's a great layout. You know, I think a lot of golfers, traditional golfers, you know, they say nine holes. Well, I like to play 18 holes. But what's interesting, and I even feel that way, because, you know, I like to play 18 holes. But also what I found was, is I can go play nine. I played nine a couple times, and I'm like, wow, I have the whole rest of the day left. You know, the whole day's not shot. I can go take care of some business. Or you know, if you get off work early, you can squeeze in nine, get home, and nobody's mad at you. You know,
So, folks, it just reopened. So they're looking for members. And how can the golfers out there join and check out your amazing golf range?